Proclamation number 6203 of 2nd of March, 1955. Hostilities. Faith struggle. Vineyard work. Much will still be imposed on you before your task is fulfilled on earth. This applies in particular to my servants who have to do more work in the end time and are therefore also exposed to much hostility from those who are in bondage to my adversary and thus also go against me on his behalf. They will pursue you. They will put obstacles in your way wherever they can. They will try to prevent your work for me and my kingdom from being successful. They will do everything to make your spiritual task more difficult, to put you in situations which make you doubt my love and my might. But I predict this to you so that you will be armed, so that you will stand firm in faith and not let yourselves be distracted by them. For I am stronger than they and will help you in every earthly and spiritual adversity, as I have promised you. But this difficult time must also come for you, because the end will not come until the satanic forces have exhausted themselves. For my adversary also has a certain amount of time to work for himself, and he uses it, as he believes, to overthrow me. And I allow this because I cannot bind him until he has exceeded his authority. For everything is laid down by law, and since he, too, was once my creature which, equipped with strength and power, was active in my will, he therefore also possessed a right to the beings he created through my strength. I will not deny him this right as long as these beings want to remain with him. But if he tries to snatch them from me against their will, he tries to prevent the voluntarily returning to me from doing so. By unlawfully trying to oust me myself from their lifts, then I protectively place myself in front of them and make him unable to carry out his evil intentions. Then I bind him and thus prevent his further influence on people who want to remain faithful to me. But his attempts beforehand will have a tangible effect on you. He will leave no stone unturned to overthrow me, to disturb the bond between you and me. And all these attempts will have a painful effect on you but nevertheless will not bring you to a standstill. For I also keep watch over you, over all who belong to me and want to remain faithful to me. Therefore, whatever may come upon you on the part of those who have power on earth, for spiritually and earthly you are under my protection, and if you are firmly convinced of this, the hostilities of this power will no longer affect you as little adversities of life to which you are always exposed. You will be attacked and it will seem to your fellow human beings as if you will be their victims. Yet if you trust me, if you feel like my children, you are also assured of the Father's protection. And you expect everything without fear. You have strength through your faith and you will be able to resist the power that oppresses you. You'll remain victorious in the last battle on this earth because I myself fight with you against Satan, because I put him in chains and release you from his power when the day of retribution has come. Amen.